scoot up your chair. Turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. I begin reading with verse 40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, they returned. The child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew it not. But they, supposing him to be in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why have you thus dealt with us? Behold, your father and I have sought you sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? On the first Passover, after Jesus had passed his 12th birthday, his parents took him to Jerusalem. The law required the attendance of all Jewish men at the 3 great feasts, Passover, Pentecost, and the Tabernacles. It took several days to travel the narrow roads between Nazareth and the holy city Jerusalem, and like all pilgrims, the family probably chanted the processional psalms en route, Psalms 21 being sung when the walls of the temple first came into sight. Since the child was of legal age for the temple ceremonies, he must have watched the lamb's blood pour forth from the wounds to be scattered at the foot of the altar. The cross was once more before his eyes. The child would also see the lamb being prepared for the meal. After fulfilling the rituals, the men and women left in separate caravans to meet again at night. But the boy Jesus, unknown to his parents, stayed behind in Jerusalem. And they, thinking that he was among their traveling companions, had gone a day's journey before they missed him. It was thus that Jesus was lost for 3 days. All through his young life, there were contradictions, the swords, no room, exile, slaughter, and now there was loss. In those 3 days, Mary must have had the same fears and loneliness, the darkness and the isolation which every sinner experiences when he loses God. She would later suffer another 3-day loss from the crucifixion to the resurrection. Christ is always found in unexpected places, in a manger, by the wise men in a small town. His parents now found him unexpectedly in the temple. It was 3 days before they found him, just as it would be the 3rd day before Mary would find him again after Calvary. If there is anything that dispels the false assumption that his consciousness of a relationship with the Father developed gradually, it is this text in verse 49 when he said, Know you not that I must be about my Father's business? He often used the word must. I must abide in your house. I must preach the kingdom of God. I must do the work of him who sent me. The Son of Man must be lifted up. The Son of Man must rise again. He always talked as one under orders. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.